This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and dedicated multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees in Motihari, Bihar. The projects are related to rail, road, rural development, fisheries, electronics and information technology sectors. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, the development of Bihar is essential for the growth of eastern India. He said today, development in Bihar is moving fast because both the central and state governments are working for the state.
जैसे दुनिया में पूर्वी देश विकास की दौड़ में आगे जा रहे हैं वैसे ही भारत में ये दौड़ हमारे पूर्वी राज्यों का है हमारा संकल्प है आने वाले समय में जैसे पश्चिमी भारत में मुंबई है वैसे ही पूरब में मोतिहारी का नाम हो जैसे अवसर गुरुग्राम में है वैसे ही अवसर गया जी में भी बने
Prime Minister Modi said the center will spend 1 lakh crore rupees for providing jobs employment to youths in the country Mr. Modi said it was impossible for the poor to get pakka houses During the rule of RJD and Congress, he highlighted that in the last 11 years, more than 4 crore houses were built for the poor under PM Awas Yojana, and out of them, 60 lakh houses were built in Bihar. Prime Minister Modi dedicated multiple rail projects to the nation and flagged off 4 new Amrit Bharat trains to improve connectivity in the region. The Prime Minister also released 400 crore rupees to over 61,000 self-help groups in Bihar under Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana, National Rural Livelihoods Mission. Later in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees at Durgapur in West Bengal. India has hailed the United States' decision to designate the Resistance Front, TRF, as a foreign terrorist organization and specially designated global terrorist. The TRF, a proxy of the Pakistan-based terrorist organization Lashkar-e-Taiba, has been involved in numerous terror-related activities, including the heinous attack on civilians in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar appreciated the U.S. State Department and Secretary Marco Rubio for the decision. He added that this affirms the India-U.S. counter-terrorism cooperation. India has consistently emphasized the need for global cooperation in the fight against terrorism and the dismantling of terror infrastructure. A team of the Enforcement Directorate, ED, raided the residence of former Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel in Bhilai town of Chhattisgarh today. ED officials arrived this morning at Mr. Baghel's residence for raids with CRPF personnel in connection with an alleged multi-crore rupee liquor scam in the state. The ED has taken Bhupesh Baghel's son Chaitanya Baghel in custody. After this, the ED team left for Raipur from Bhilai with Chaitanya Baghel. Detailed information regarding the raid is awaited. The Indian Navy has commissioned the first of its 2 indigenously designed and built diving support vessels, Nistar, at a ceremony held in Vishakhapatnam today. Raksha Rajya Mantri Sanjay Seth participated in the commissioning event, along with Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, Chief of Naval Staff, and other senior dignitaries. Nistar, designed and built by Hindustan Shipyard Limited, Vishakhapatnam, marks a significant milestone in India's march towards Atmanirbharta. With the participation of 120 MSMEs and incorporating more than 80% indigenous content, Nistar is a statement to India's ability to build complex ships at par with international standards. In Jammu and Kashmir, Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra resumed today after it was temporarily halted due to bad weather conditions in most areas in both Kashmir and Jammu divisions yesterday. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigasi has become the first player to secure a semi-final spot at the Freestyle Grand Slam in Las Vegas. And with that, we end this news bulletin.